श्री वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनमज्ञानारिभिः सह कलौ नष्टदृशामेश पुराणार्कोऽधुनोदितः ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम Canto 9, Chapter 4, Text number 65. We are continuing the narration of Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni. Kindly repeat. Ye Dara Agara Putra Apta Pranan Vittam Imam Padam Hitva Mam Sharanam Yataham Katham Tan Tyaktum Utsahe Yedara Gara Putrapta Pranan Vittam Imam Padam Hitva mam sharanam yataham katham tans tyaktum utsahe Ye, those devotees of mine who Dara, wife, Agara, house, Putra, children, sons, Apta, relatives, society, pranan, even life, vittam, wealth, imam, all these, padam, elevation to the heavenly planets, or becoming one by merging into Brahman, hitva, giving up, all these ambitions and paraphernalia. Mam, unto me, sharanam, shelter, yataha, having taken, katham, how, tan, such persons, tyaktum, to give them up, utsahe, I can be enthusiastic, in that way, it is not possible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, savior of the modern world, our only hope, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, riches, and even their lives simply to serve me without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next, how can I give up such devotees at any time? Please repeat. Since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, riches, and even their lives, simply to serve me, without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next. How can I give up such devotees at any time? Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by the words Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Where's that verse from? Vishnu Purana. Very important Vishnu Purana. Especially for the Sri Vaishnavas. Just as we revere the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Sri Vaishnavas especially depend on the Vishnu Purana. Many, many important verses in that Purana. This is one of them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by the words Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmane Hitaya Cha. Thus, he is the well-wisher of the Brahmanas. Durvasa Muni was certainly a very great Brahmana, but because he was a non-devotee, he could not sacrifice everything in devotional service. Great mystic yogis are actually self-interested. The proof is that when Durvasa Muni created a demon to kill Maharajan Parish, the king stayed fixed in his place, praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and depending solely and wholly upon him. Whereas, when Durvasa Muni was chased by the Sudarshan Chakra, by the supreme will of the Lord, he was so perturbed that he fled all over the world and tried to take shelter in every nook and corner of the universe. At last, in fear of his life, he approached Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was so interested in his own body that he wanted to kill the body of a Vaishnava. Therefore, he did not have very good intelligence. And how can an unintelligent person be delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The Lord certainly tries to give all protection to his devotees who have given up everything for the sake of serving him. Another point in this verse is that attachment to dharagara putrapta, home, wife, children, friendship, society, and love, is not the way to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to hearth and home for material pleasure cannot become a pure devotee. Sometimes a pure devotee may have a habit or attraction for wife, children, and home, but at the same time want to serve the Supreme Person, the Supreme Lord, to the best of his ability. For such a person, for such a devotee, the Lord makes a special arrangement to take away the objects of his false attachment and thus free him from attachment to wife, home, children, friends, and so on. This is the special mercy bestowed upon the devotee to bring him back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Kurunasindho, Dinabandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hare Priye, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ye dara gara putrat pranan vittamimam param, hitva mam sharanam yataha, katham tam tyaktam utsahe. Since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, riches, and even their lives simply to serve me, without any desire for material enjoyment in this life or in the next, how can I give up such devotees at any time? Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, raises the question that might be asked here. Sarvat bhuta samasya te kuto bhakteshu adhika pakshapata ityahaye. He's speaking this verse because someone might question that you're equal to all living entities, so how come you're giving more privilege or preference to these devotees? Srila Jiva Goswami, in his commentary, points out even further, Teshu karunyeshu api karanam darshayan anyatha swasmin kritaknatva apatam yojayati yedara iti. This verse speaks in order to give, he wants to show that there's a reason for showing his mercy to these devotees. Otherwise, someone might say that there's some ingratitude on the Lord's part, or the Lord doesn't appreciate all living beings. Actually, he appreciates everyone, but he reciprocates according to everyone's approach. Everyone has an approach to the Supreme Lord. What's your approach? Everyone has an approach, just like everyone has a particular rasa, a particular nuance, a particular flavor of bhakti that is only available in you. No one else can imitate it. No one else can duplicate it. This is why Krishna values every living being, everyone, even Durvasa Muni. Now, before we say strong things, Srila Prabhupada said some very strong things about Durvasa Muni, and they're also true. But before we denounce him totally, we should appreciate he is participating in Krishna's eternal leelas. Many, many leelas of the Lord. Durvasa Muni is a participant. His ashram is right across the river Yamuna from Mathura. Durvasa Muni, some of you have been there. So, Jiva Goswami says he has to give some reason so that no one will say that there's some partiality in the Lord. And the reason is given in the first three lines of the verse, especially the first two lines of the verse. There's not one reason. There are many reasons. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. At least 9 reasons. So let's go through them. First of all, dara. Dara means wife. What is the etymology of the word dara, you know? One who is split. Anyway, it means wife. We know from Sakala janakanyam varavathum. Jagannath Ashtakam tells us every person in this, every man at least, wants a wife. It's natural. And the same thing goes other way around. We can go back to the fifth canto and hear from Lakshmi Devi how women are also seeking husbands in this material world. False shelters, all of them. What's the famous verse we quote about this? Tesham pramatanitanam pashyannapi na pashyati. Even though we say these are atma sainyas, these are our fallible soldiers. What are they? Atma sainya, you know? Deha, beginning with the deha. The body itself is the first in artha. Then apatya. And then what else? Deha apatya kalatra, the wife. Similar things are mentioned here. Adishu. Adishu means etc. So here we're expanding the list. Agada. You cannot have a wife, at least you cannot please a wife, without a house. Only Lord Shiva can pull that off. Anyone else, I think, will have difficulty. And some people do without wives. Many, even young men, in this room, they're wearing saffron because they're okay without a wife. But everybody needs a gada, some place. If not a house, some place to stay. You need shelter. Shelter from the rain. It's been raining the last few days. Shelter from the extreme heat, the extreme cold. Everything is extreme here, isn't it, in Vrindavan Tham? That is the great mercy of this place. So, agada, who is not attached to a house, then putra. Putra, what does putra mean?
Son.
We see, practically speaking, even nowadays, it's very common for people to get divorced. Even they require a wife or a husband, but still they can't handle it and they get divorced. But in those cases, it's very, very rare to find that they can just give up the children. They have to work out some arrangement. Because they will not give up the children. That is a very strong attachment. Now, putra. What is the etymology of putra? Srila Prabhupada many, many, many times explains this. It's relevant. Why? Because today is the final day of Pitrapaksha. Mahalaya Paksha, yes. And for 2 weeks, the forefathers, they're here. They're waiting for you to do something for them. Why? Because putra pinda prayojanam, Srila Prabhupada says. The purpose of a son is to have somebody who can offer pinda when you're dead. Anybody here not planning to die? None of us are planning to die. Anybody here definitely not going to die? No, we're all going to die. Therefore, a son is very valuable. Because even if you have not utilized your life very wisely, if you have a good son, then that son will deliver you. Therefore, he says, Pum nam no narakat trayate yasmadidi putraha. That the putra means somebody who can save you from the hell known as pur. There's one hell called Pun. So, this is the significance of Pitrapaksha. Today is the final day of Pitrapaksha. Do something for your forefathers. Feed cows. Why cows? All the demigods reside in the body of the cow. If you feed a cow, it will be taken up by the demigods and it will be distributed to the appropriate place. Especially give prasadam to cows. In our Krishna Balaram's Goshala, you can find special laddus and you can feed the cows. How? With your own hands, Sanak Sanatan Prabhu reminds us regularly. So this is a special opportunity today. So putra, this is putra. And apta, what does apta mean? Prabhupada is here giving us a synonym. Relatives or society. Really, so among the definitions of apta, we find someone who is a fit person, competent person, but he's also a trusted person. He's a close person, intimate person. He's very true, honest. He's a respected person. He's a reliable person. This is apta. We need such people in this world, don't we? We take shelter of such people in this world. Everybody has their personal network of aptas, people you can rely on, people you depend on. But at the time of death, will they come with you? No. Neither will your dada, your agata, your putra. Even your prana is going on. And certainly your vitta is not going with you. They say, what is that famous verse? Your cow will stay in the goshala. We have to update this and say that your car will stay in the garage. So your car will stay in the garage, your money will stay in the bank or in the ground. Tanani bhumau pashavashta goshte nari grihadvare. Your wife will come as far as your house. She doesn't attend the funeral, generally. And according to the Shastra, this is not the proper vaidhi behavior. Nari grihadvare janaha smashani. Who are the janas? Your relatives, your aptas, your bandhavas ityadi. They will come to your funeral. And your body goes further than that. Where does your body go? Your body goes into the chitta, into the fire. Will any of your friends and relatives go into the fire with you? No. Maybe you have a wife who is chaste. Maybe she'll go, but it's actually illegal anyways nowadays. So, this is the idea. When you have trod upon the path of karma, and this body has met its cataclysm, your own personal destruction, then you're going on alone, my friend. Paraloka, what is that? Paraloke, karmanugo gachati jiva eka. Jiva has to go on alone. So prana, this is the next thing. What does prana mean? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, Text 16. Anybody know offhand what is Chapter 27 of the fourth canto? Those who are diligent in reading Srila Prabhupada's books, you may know this. This is Puranjana Katha. Very, very wonderful story. So he says there, every one of us has a five-hooded snake who is protecting us. From the time we're born to the time we die, this five-hooded snake is fighting to keep us alive in this body. Who is that five-headed snake? The five pranas. What are the five kinds of prana? You have prana means the outgoing breath, that breath that we all have in our lungs. And then apana means downward breath, that sometimes we have air in our bowels as well. Sometimes it escapes in a downward way. That is called apana. Udana means rising breath, that it's based in the throat. We're able to say something because of this prana. That's called udana. And then samana, the prana which regulates digestion. Digestion in Ayurveda is very important. And finally, vyana. What does vyana mean? Circulatory life airs. Keeps things moving. Your blood has to keep moving. The prana has to keep moving through your nadis. There are, some say 72 nadis or channels of energy movement within this body. Everything has to keep circulating. That's why we exercise. That's why we do yoga. Pranayama is very good for all five of these, balancing all five of these. So this is prana. This prana is there with us up until the point of death. And in fact, some aspects remain even after death within the body. Some aspects. That's why we see sometimes even a person is dead, but there are some involuntary muscle spasms or something that, you know, can produce even sound out of a dead body. That's pretty creepy. But it happens like that. So this is prana. Even this prana, the devotees are so keenly focused on surrender to the Lord that they give even this to Krishna. How many places have we heard this? How about chapter 10, text number 9? Anybody know it? Bhagavad Gita? Mat chitta mat gata prana. Mat gata prana. Their prana has been turned over to me, he says. That is exactly what it means. Madgata prana. And therefore Srimati Radharani can say, Mad prana natas to se eva naparaha. This only, well, how can I die? My prana has already gone with the Lord to Mathura. I'm here just trying to somehow, you see? So these are the real devotees. It is these devotees that the Lord is talking to here in today's verse. Oh, we forgot one. Vitta. What does vitta mean? Wealth. I mean, I don't know if there's an order to this list, but you begin with dada, then agada, then putra, then apta, then prana, then vitta. It would seem that wealth is even more dear than life. And Shankaracharya says something very similar to that when he tells us, dinayamanyao pratahasayam shishira visantao punar ayatam. Day and dawn and dusk are coming and going. Day and night, they're coming and going. Winter and spring, they come and go. Again and again, these things are coming and they're going. Kalaha kridati. Time plays. Kridati. What does krida mean? Play. Time plays with all of us. Kalaha kridati gachati ayu. And before you know what's going on, you're busy playing with time, or time is playing with you. Gone. The life departs. Tadapina munchati asha vayuhu. This is the point. Even then, he says, a person doesn't give up his bundle of hopes that are like his life air, as it were. Tadapina munchati asha vayuhu. So, vitta in particular is a very strong one. What do we know about vitta? Similarly, he tells us another very nice verse. He says, what is that? Yavat vitto parjana saktaha tavan nija parivaro raktaha. As long as you can produce wealth and support your family members, tavan nija parivaro raktaha, that long only, they will remain attached to you because they don't actually love you, I'm sorry to say. Nobody loves us in this world. Get it clear now. Before you are losing control of your faculties and your head, even your intelligence, get it clear now, because every one of us will have to realize this at some point. Who is really my wife? Who is really my brother? Who are my parents? Yes, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Some of the very same things that we've been mentioning today. So, while we can, ekindi poetne kaki, jabalagatana me tapana vyapai, tabalagakari hari seva. While you can, you have to take advantage of this process. How much longer do we have? We don't know. Maybe we'll die tonight. Maybe it will be a few years. We don't know. So, these are serious things to consider. And yavat vitto parjana sakta tavan nija parivaro raktaha paschat jivati jarjara dehe. Later on, in old age, when you're just trying to struggle to maintain, we go through life trying to accomplish so many things. We all have our asha vayu, our bundle of ambitions and our plans and our endeavors and our entanglements of so many sorts. We're all so busy in this world. But when we get old, what happens? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, this five-headed snake, after age 50, it starts to get weak. And it can't really protect you very much. And what's the result of that? Things become difficult. It's not so easy. You just lose your ambition because of fatigue of material existence. The process of Maya is very expert in wearing everyone down until you just can't handle anything anymore, and then you die. So this is what we all have to look forward to, unless you get killed first, and there's no guarantee about that. You can also be killed first. There's no there's no special order in which this has to happen. But if you make it to old age, paschad jivati jarjara dehe, you're living in this decrepit old body that nobody cares about. So what happens? He says, what is the last line you remember? Vardam kopina prichati gehe. Even in your own house, nobody will ask you, how are you doing? Because they don't care, my friends. They really don't. So devotees also, we're not jnanis, we're not vairagis or tapasis, that we just want to be pessimistic about this material world. But these are the facts. And devotees also can profit from cultivating this awareness. And then that makes it a little easier to give up at our attachments to dara, agada, putra, apta, pranan, vittam, ityadi. Okay. So, we'll get back to that point in a moment. This principle has been illustrated in various places in the Bhagavatam. But first, let's complete the first this list here. Imam param. What does that mean? Imam means this. Param means that. Or next one. What's next? What's this? Imam. Huh? Yes. Sridhar Swami tells us. Imam paramcha lokam hitva. Imam means this world. Now, lokam, this is a good word. What does it mean? Loka. The world in general, the whole world, in a personal sense and also in a physical sense. It means world. Just like we say, let the world say what they may. It's personal. So therefore it also means society. Huh? Loga kahe mirabai pavadi. The one bhajan is there. So when you become a devotee, they will say, the world will say that you're crazy. Anyway, so Sridhar Swami says, this world and param, in this case, means what? Paraloka. What does paraloka mean? The next world as well. They've given up ambitions here and there, both. Now that's still a little vague. So what does it mean? Vijayadwaj Tirtha says, idam. He doesn't read imam here, he reads the word idam. But idam is the same thing, means this. So what does it mean? Pustanam. Situated in things that are in this world, that the devotees give up. And param means swargadikam, things from heaven and so on, heavenly planets. Vamsitara Acharya says the same thing. Now, Jiva Goswami says something a little different. He says param means salokyadi prapti paryantam. This idea of para, it extends beyond this world, beyond the next world, beyond Swarga, and beyond even Salokya. What is Salokya? The five kinds. It stands in place of the five different kinds of liberation. Of course, we know, and Prabhupada tells us, that the devotees reject any kind of liberation, even Vaishnava liberation, if it is not favorable to their devotional service. Devotee can accept them, but only if it's favorable to devotional service, and this is why we reject one of them, one of the five kinds of liberation, which is Sayujya Mukti, the Mukti of merging. And you'll notice, if you were listening carefully, Prabhupada translates param here as elevation to the heavenly planets or becoming one by merging into Brahma. That's what he means. Sayujya Mukti. But Jiva Goswami explicitly says, even Salokya, even going back to Godhead and living in Vaikuntha Loka with the Lord, even this, if it's not favorable to surrender and pleasing the Supreme Lord, devotees are not interested. This is a very high standard of surrender. Now, this brings us to the real point of the verse. Remember, we said in the beginning, he speaks these words in order to illustrate for Durvasa Muni what it is that makes these pure devotees so special. And we've already described what kind of devotees are they. The Madgata Prana devotees, devotees whose devotional service to their spiritual master in Krishna is more dear than their own life. So back in the third canto, Kapila Dev said, Matkrite tyakta karmanas. For me, for my sake, they will give up all kinds of karma. And karma, in its most positive sense, means dharma. If you actually have any dharma, you will find it's not so easy thing to give up, because it is very valuable. But the devotees are ready to do that. And tyakta swajana bandhavaha. They will also give up their own people, their friends, and their relatives. Kapila Dev says this. Now, it's interesting because today's verse is quoted by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary on that particular verse. So it's explicitly connected by our acharyas. Where else do we hear this principle? Yesterday we heard from Prabodhanand Saraswati Maharaj, Napadiyeham. The Lord speaks about the gopis in particular, and what is relevant in that verse to today's verse? Ya ma bhajan durajara geha srinkala samvrishya. They are able to cut off these difficult attachments of the type that we've been explaining. Okay. So, in general, in this purport, there are two paragraphs in this purport. The first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada is generally paraphrasing the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That is the content of the first paragraph of today's purport by Srila Prabhupada, because it's very valuable. The gist of it I can summarize. Durvasa Muni may ask, you're said to love the brahmanas, but I am also a brahmana, so why are you treating me like this? So Krishna has to give him the answer we've already described. Yes, but these devotees have given up everything for me. What have you given up for me? Nothing. This is the point that Krishna wants to illustrate for Durvasa Muni. And Prabhupada elaborates on that. In other words, Krishna says, if I'm going to protect you, then I have to ignore my devotee. And these devotees have given all these things to me. They have no shelter other than me. How can I do that? This is the point. I'll have to betray them in order to protect you. And who are you? You're an offender. Very clearly an offender. We heard yesterday, no? How many different kinds of offense can you commit? The worst kind of offense is to attempt to kill someone. And this is exactly what he did. So he's a hardcore offender. Krishna's not very pleased. In fact, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur uses even stronger words than Srila Prabhupada about this, in reference to Durvasa Muni, although he's a great sage. But Krishna says, you know, you're abuddha, abuddha. Buddha means a smart person. So bodhidavyam, what can I say to you? You're an idiot. You can't hear anything. And Krishna says this to him. These people have given up so much, you haven't given me up everything. You haven't given everything to me in the same way. So that brings us to the next line. Hitva mam sharanam yataha. Immediately, any devotee who has read Bhagavad Gita, you think of which verse? Mam ekam sharanam vraja, no? It is the same thing. Come to me, make me your shelter. Sharanam, shelter. Why do we need a shelter? What is our shelter? Shelter means there is some attack. Just like Durvasa Muni was attacked by the Sudarshan Chakra. And he went all over the universe trying to get help from everybody except for Ambarish Maharaj. Just like us, isn't it? We have this tendency also. When we have problems, do we take shelter of Krishna first, or do we try to solve our problems? See? So Durvasa Muni, on the other hand, Ambarish Maharaj, on the other hand, is contrasted to Durvasa Muni. Ambarish immediately took shelter of Vishnu within. He didn't even go anywhere. He just stayed in his house, but he took shelter of Vishnu. You have to help me. Sharanam Gataha. So this is the idea. All right, so Srila Prabhupada, now what Srila Prabhupada is adding to this purport is the second paragraph in which this is his own contribution. So let's listen carefully. I'm going to read it again because it's very important. Another point in this verse is that attachment to dara, garat, putrapta, home, wife, children, friendship, society, and love is not the way to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to hearth and home for material pleasure cannot become a pure devotee. Very strong, clear statement, isn't it? What verse does this bring to mind from Bhagavad Gita, those who are reading? Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayapahrata chetasam ityadi. You cannot have samadhi, Krishna says. Samadhi is not enjoined, really, is what he says, for the person who is attached to bhoga aishwarya, enjoying so many enjoyable things in this world. So this is what he says here. Now, then it's very interesting. Sometimes a pure devotee may have a habit or attraction for wife, children, and home, but at the same time want to serve the Supreme Lord to the best of his ability. For such a devotee, the Lord makes a special arrangement to take away the objects of his false attachment and thus free him from attachment to wife, home, children, friends, and so on. This is special mercy bestowed upon the devotee to bring him back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada is not speaking theoretically. Srila Prabhupada is speaking from his own personal experience, according to his own statements. Srila Prabhupada lost everything in his household ashram. He was sincerely trying to follow the orders of his spiritual master. The household ashram was not favorable for that. But this is the example that he demonstrated for us. He was afraid to take sannyas. Many times his guru came. We heard recently on Prabhupada's sannyas anniversary. So finally he was able to give it up because Krishna took everything away from him. Harishye tad dhanam shanai. What is the verse? Yasyaham anugrihnami harishye tad dhanam shanaihi tato adhanam jajantyasya svajana dukha dukhitam. Krishna says, he told this to Yudhishthira Maharaj, when I favor a person, the first installment of that mercy is that I gradually remove all of his opulence. Tough love. Not so easy process to undergo. Some of us know about this from experience. But tato adhanam jajantyasya. Everybody that you think loves you, when you're penniless, you will see. They will look the other way. They will start shopping around elsewhere. That is love in this material world. So, this is the idea. Now, Srila Prabhupada uses three words. I'm going to finish. He uses three words in his purport that are very, very interesting. He says, first of all, a devotee may have a habit. Hindi may usko adat. So, he may have a habit or attraction. These are two different things for all these things, but at the same time want to serve the Lord. What is a habit? The dictionary, Merriam-Webster's Standard English Dictionary, says, habit means a condition or your character, a prevailing disposition or character of a person's thoughts or feelings. That is your habit. Basically, it's your mind, your mental makeup. That's one definition. Another one is a settled tendency or usual manner of behavior. Because once your mind is settled in a particular way, then your behavior will follow, isn't it? They say it takes about a month or so to develop a habit. Once the habit is there, then it brings us to the next definition. A behavioral pattern acquired by frequent repetition or physiologic exposure. If you do something long enough, or if you associate with a particular thing or person long enough, you get influenced by that. Sangat sanjayate kama. And then finally, for habit, another definition is an acquired mode of behavior that has become nearly or completely involuntary. An addiction. Very interesting. This is an acquired mode of behavior. That is very encouraging if we think positively, because all you have to do is chant every day, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All you have to do is read Prabhupada's books every day. Come to the morning program every day, follow this process faithfully, every day, or hote, you will change. You will become a changed person. You will become addicted not to sense gratification but to Krishna. Jayato vishayan pungsam sangasteshu pajayate ityadi. The same principle that entangles us in this material world, it elevates us. Now, habit. The next word is attraction. What does the dictionary say about that? The power to draw or pull towards or elicit a response by appealing to a natural or excited interest, emotion, or aesthetic sense. That's a lot to take in. It's the power of a person or a thing to pull you into their sphere. How? By appealing to a natural emotion or interest or aesthetic sense, or an excited interest, emotion, or aesthetic, one that hasn't been artificially stimulated. Here we come back to Krishna consciousness. We hear enough about Krishna, we become attracted. Vasudeva Kataruchi Syat, especially if we're serving devotees. And eventually Durvasa Muni decides that that's a good idea. So, the act, process, or power of attracting, which means to allure someone or to fascinate someone, to charm or captivate someone. This is attraction, and we all have this attraction for the material world and all the things within it, within this list. But that same attachment can be applied, Kapila Dev says, to a pure devotee, and then sarva siddhi hoy, all perfection will come. Finally, attachment. The dictionary defines attachment as affectionate regard, personal attachment, binding by personal ties of sympathy or affection, to make fast by tying or binding somehow. This is attachment. So, just as we are attached to this material world at present, we can become attached to Krishna. And just as we are attached to this material world, Krishna is attached to his devotees. Therefore, Krishna concludes. He says, Katham tan tyaktum utsahe. How can I be very eager to give up such devotees who have given up so much for me? Durvasa Muni has given up nothing for Krishna. He's only thinking of himself. His devotees have given up so much. And Krishna will never ever reject his devotee. Pratyagya taro gopalana me bhakta pranashyati iti samsmritya pranan samdharayamyaham. The devotee prays, My Lord, your promise is that you will never give up your devotee. Just remembering this again and again, I feel encouraged and I'm able to maintain my life somehow or other. This is the hope that sustains us in Krishna consciousness. Even Srimati Radharani is sustained by this hope here in Vrindavan. So, now, utsahe, the verb is here. Does it sound like another word we know? Utsahe? Utsaha, what does the noun utsaha mean? Enthusiasm, but it actually means a few other things. It means to endure something, to be able to bear something also, to tolerate, saha, you see? To encourage something. How can I encourage this kind of behavior, Krishna is saying? How could I even bear this process? He's saying this. And certainly, as Prabhupada's translation indicates, he's not going to be enthused about it. So, these are a few things we can consider from this wonderful, wonderful verse. We're going to hear more as we're going in two verses, in fact. He says that the devotees are not even interested in the four principles of liberation. We've already been there. He goes on to glorify the devotees. Especially tomorrow's verse is very nice. Madhurya Rasa. I will not spoil the plot, but please stay tuned for tomorrow's class. Wonderful, wonderful section of the Bhagavatam. We have good examples in the Bhagavatam. We have bad examples in the Bhagavatam. In this story, we have both examples. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Does anyone have any questions or any comments? Yes, Prabhuji, every day, questions. What did you say the last sentence? Yes. Yes. 10% remains, you say. Yeah, this is why Krishna says in the end of chapter 16, you should discriminate what to do and what not to do on the basis of what the Shastra says. Tasmat chastram pramanam te karya karya vijanataha. If you do what the Shastra says, then regardless of what your habit is, it will be destroyed eventually. Because you must be elevated by following the vidhis that are there in the Shastras, the injunctions of the Shastras. So that's all you have to do. Just follow the process. Therefore we call it vaidhi bhakti. You follow the rules and regulations. Even if it's difficult, even if you have bad habits, even if you fall. But you get up and keep moving. And you will conquer. Krishna promises, mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasada trishyasi. By my mercy, you will overcome every obstacle, sarva durgani. But if we listen to our obstacles instead, if we listen to our anartas or our minds, vinangshyasi zarur. How can I speak to a fool, he says, to Durvasamuni. So we follow the order of the spiritual master. Guru Mukhapadma Vakya Chite Te Koriya Aikya Arana Koriya Mani Asha. Bas. Okay? Anything else? Otherwise, one more, and then it's late, so we'll stop. About Chata. Speak into the microphone. I didn't hear about 50% of that.
So, when Krishna is approached by Shanta, when he asks God for Shanta, then is there in that, is there still a notion of us, like he wants to protect us? So we have to put on our body. What should I expect? Whatever he wants, like Shanta.
Okay. Well, according to Bharat Muni, who is the preeminent esthetician in Vedic tradition, when we are talking about love, there are two parties in any relationship of love, and each of them is as important as the other one. 50-50. The devotees, in their humility, they see that they're focused entirely on Krishna, but actually Krishna is focused entirely on his devotees. Because the devotees, who is more important? Is Krishna more important, or is Srimati Radharani more important? No one can answer this question. It's 50-50. You see? Of course, maybe 60-40 in Srimati Radharani's favor, because this is, after all, Vrindavan. Jai Shri Radhe! But for us, those of us who are struggling sadhakas, aspiring devotees, we have to take into account what is our personal conditioning also. We can't just ignore that. And that is why the system of dharma is there, because we can be situated in a healthy, well-adjusted, stable manner and gradually advance in Krishna consciousness. Mostly people need that. Some few devotees, we see them in the Bhagavatam quite often, they can get beyond this. And those devotees are exclusive. They don't even think about themselves. They can't. But we can't afford not to think about ourselves, because we will likely fall down if we try. This is the point. Is that okay? One more. Last one. I'm having trouble hearing you, sorry. Yes.
You see, it's a kind of Hari. So, now the world life around the world.
Yes.
So,
we know there are 64 kinds. Yeah, habit, attraction, and attachment. These are three words Prabhupada uses. I didn't get the last question. So. I think you're asking, is Durvasamuni acting according to his natural inclination? Well, frankly, my understanding is that Srila Prabhupada is talking about us. You know, any devotee. I mean, he doesn't mention Durvasamuni's name in the second paragraph. And we know it's a general principle for devotees, especially neophyte devotees. We're very sincere, but we've got problems at the same time. And, you know, that has to be recognized. And Krishna does recognize that, and Krishna works in response to that. But it's sometimes not very comfortable. This is why I said it's tough love. He may take everything away. And Prabhupada said that he had to undergo that process. Sometimes, you know, it's like even Lord Brahma, Indra had to come and start killing all of Lord Brahma's children. Brahma had to come and start killing all of Indra's little piglets just to wake him up to the fact that he's beyond all this dream existence. So sometimes the Lord arranges that, as only the Lord really can. Is that okay? All right, so we should stop now. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.